Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Nun in Maseches Ksubis. It is a 972nd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue discussing the Takanos of Usha. Yesterday we had learned two of them. Firstly, that parents have a chiyuv to feed their children up until the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah. The second Takana we had learned is that children, even if they receive all of their parents' nechasim, have a responsibility to support their parents as well as their father and his wife, even if his wife is not their mother. Our daf will pick up discussing whether the halacha is like that second takana or not. We're going to have a third takana, a very important one, a very famous one. Hamivazvez al yivazvez yoser mechomesh, not to give more than a fifth of one's money for tzedakah. We're also going to have a very fascinating takana in terms of children's education about how a parent is supposed to learn with his child. That is a really fascinating and beautiful takana of Usha. That will bring the Gemara to tell us important things about Jewish education. And then we will have the fifth takana of Usha, and that is a woman who sells her nichsei melug, which we'll describe during the daf. What exactly that means, the Baal can take it out of the hands of the Lekluchos. Our Gemara is also going to have some beautiful Mamorim from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who is one of the giants in Drush. And the Gemara will also discuss Ksubas bin Dichrin on Nun Amud Beis, that we've discussed in the past, and of course we'll delineate in the Daf what exactly Ksubas bin Dichrin are, and we'll discuss halachos of shibudim when it comes to ksuba, things that are considered on lien when it comes to a ksuba. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up five lines from the bottom of Tes Amabez Iboi Lehu. The Gemara has the following shaila: Hilchasa kavase oiles hilchasa kavase. Is the halacha like Rabbi Lo, who reported that when it comes to a man who has written all of his property to his children, he wants to pass it off to his children, that they still have a responsibility, even though legally they own the nechasim, to support their father and his husband? Tashmad Rabbi Yonasan v'kame Rabbi Yonasan were standing together. Also, who gavra gochin v'nashkil Rabbi Yochan akare. There was a person who came and he kissed Rabbi Yonasan on his feet. Amalei Reb Chanina, my hi. Reb Chanina asked him what's going on. Amalei Kosev Nechasel Vanavu. He was someone who had written all of his possessions to his children. Va'asitinu Luzane. And I forced his children to support their father. So what do we see? Iamrit Bishleimo Lavdina Mishum Hachi Asinu. If we're going to say that we don't paskin that you have to, so that's why he used the lashon. Rabbi Yonasan used the lashon that I forced him. I forced him. However, Eli Yamrit Dina, if we're going to say that it's a din, Mishum Asinu, boy, did he have to say that he forced him? So we see that we don't paskin this way, but an Amora or a Dayan will be able to force the person. Rashi adds, he doesn't even have to owe him a thank you. There wasn't the need for a thank you. Tosis points out that over here it had to be that he forced him in the sense that Rabbi Yonasan forced him in the sense that he encouraged the children to do it. Spoke to them how important and beautiful it would be, but it doesn't mean that he physically forced them. Rashi, though, seems to disagree on that front, because Rashi says, b'chazaka, with force. The Gemara continues three lines from the top. Our third takana of Usha. Amar Rabbi Lo, Usha iskinu, probably the most famous takana. Hamivazves, someone who spends and gives money to poor people, Rashi says, al yivazves yosim mechama, should not spend, word never is not correct lahalacha. The Rambam says someone who's quite wealthy, then he's not bound by this halacha. But aside from a mega millionaire or billionaire, in such a case, the halacha is that you're not supposed to give more than one-fifth of your assets to tzedakah. Tani nami hocha and vaziz ali vaziz yes b'chamesh shemi yitzdarich lebrios, because if God forbid he has a downturn in business, he himself is going to need the money and he should not rely on others. U'maisa be'echot shebikesh vaziz yes b'chamesh. There was a fellow who wanted to give more than a fifth of his money to tzedakah. V'lo yiniach lo yichaveru mani Reb Yeshevav. This story took place with Reb Yeshevav. Some say Reb Yeshevav was the friend who didn't let his friend spend the fifth. V'amidla, another said Reb Yeshevav v'lo yichaveru v'mani Reb Yekiva. It was Reb Yeshevav himself who wanted to spend and Reb Yekiva didn't let him. Amar Rav Nachman v'yitem Rav Acha bar Yaakov Maikra. It's based on the pasuk Chasher titen li aser esven ulach, that everything you give me, Yaakov Avinu says, I'm going to give a tithe, a tenth, to tzedakah. But notice the lashon, aser asrenu lach, means a tenth twice. What does that mean? As I'll understand, that means two tenths. Two tenths, which of course is one fifth. Asks the Gemara, well, wait a second, that's not exactly two-tenths. V'alo dami yisura basur yisura kama. If you take off a tenth once, so then if you take off a tenth from that, let's say you take off, you have $10, and you take off a tenth, then you've taken off a dollar. So now it's a dollar for tzedakah. There's $9 left. If you take off a tenth out of nine, you're not going to take out another dollar. You're going to take out less. So that says the Gemara, Lo dami sura basra sura kama, Amar Ravashi asrenu lebasra ki kama. The way we darshan it is not take one tenth over twice, but take over twice a tenth like you did the first time. Take off the same amount that you took the first time. Amar Simi Barashi ushmuas halalu mismayit vahalachos. And these teachings, explains Rashi divramaschal mismatos, begin to be taught by less people. Rashi explains that Rabbi Loi, the original Takana of Usha, had learned from Rish Lakish, who had learned from Rabbi Yosef Echanina. The second Takana was Rabbi Loi from Rish Lakish. The third was just Rabbi Loi alone. So I have less people I'm teaching this halacha from, says Ula. V'simanecha, and the siman, the way in which to remember the first three Takanas, are Ktanim, Kisvu, Ubizbez. Ktanim, of course, makes reference, as we start off in our introduction to the daf, reviewing yesterday, the first takana of Usha was to support one's children. Kasvu is, even if one wrote one's inheritance to one's kids, they still have to support their father. And bizbez, of course, mevazvez yosef achomesh. Now we go to the fourth and the fifth takanas of Usha. Amar Rav Yitzchak b'Usha iskinu, she'adam misgalgal im benoy at shteim esrei shana, a very, very interesting takana, and that is, and Usha, they made a takana. Rabosai, listen to this. If kedai to learn all of daf yomi in 7.5 years, every day, day in and day out, and only remember this thing. This is the fourth takana of Usha, says the Heiliger Rashi. Megalgal im benoy. In misarev milomait, he doesn't want to learn. Rabosai, it's a little bit normal. If your child doesn't want to learn, he has hatred or resentment, then chas v'chalila, then something hasn't been done properly. That could also be dealt with. But here, misarev, he's not so interested. He's more interested in playing ball. He's good. He's healthy, Baruch Hashem. In misarev milomod yigalgali my benachas uvedvarim rakim. Speak to him softly. Ad shtei mesrei shana, up until the age of 12. Here, mikan ve'elich yorini mav l'chayev. Then you've got to be tough with him. So I want you to remember the first half of the Takana. The second half of the Takana, we need to discuss in a parenting class. I want you to remember the whole Takana, but in terms of Halacha L'maisa, more important you remember the first half. What exactly Chazal mean over here, Yorid Imo L'chayev, that's something we have to discuss in detail. Ask the Gemara Eini, V'amalei Rav L'Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Batzmi Bar Shis Loi Tagbil. Even if he's less than six, he will not accept, he will not want to learn Torah. Baruch Hashem, I have a six-year-old, and I mamish see this with my own eyes. He wasn't interested very much in learning at all. And now, Baruch Hashem, a little bit more slowly. But to expect little kids to really want to learn, it's sometimes, as Rav Volbi describes in his Rio Binyan B'chinuch, one of the most important things in chinuch is introducing things that are relevant to children. Someone discussed with me last night about children playing ball on Shabbos, so there's a lot to say about that, and there are many issues, both lahalacha as well as lahashkafa, but the first starting point is to realize that it's normal for a child to want to play ball. It's entirely normal. Unfortunately, here in Eretz Yisrael, there are some places that don't understand that, it breeds a terrible result. Barshis kabil usvei le kisaira. Once he's six, he wants, and then fill him up with Torah. So Gemara seems to be saying, not just speak him dvarim rakim, start feeding him. Start feeding him the Torah like an ox. Answers the Gemara, in safile kisar, fill him up. Give him as much as he wants. Miyu eina yoridi malachayev. But don't be rough on him. Until after the age of 12. Or else I can answer like Kasha Halamikra Halamishneh. It depends on whether we're talking about Chumash or we're talking about Mishnayis. Notice nothing here about Perek Elu Metzias, about learning Gemara when they're young. Again, I learned Gemara when I was little. My children also did. But at the same time, we have to realize that in terms of really mastering Gemara, it's only much, much later on. Rav Schechter quotes from Rav Parnas that he noticed that in high school that the boys exploded at age 15. Before that age, the mind isn't ready for the real understanding of what Gemara is. What we should teach in elementary schools, that we could discuss in more detail another time. And for the Gemara, halamikra halamishnah. And do we say that we have to force, and that's for something that's age appropriate, already at the age of 6, that's Mishnah. That's Mikra, that's Psukim. However, that he should be ready to accomplish. However, Mishnah, it might be too early. Da Amar Abaye Amar Li Aim. My mother taught me. Rav Soloveitchik had a drasha, a beautiful, beautiful drasha, where he discussed Amsa the Rebbe, that a woman that grew up in the environment of Torah has a tremendous intuition of Torah. Hence, even though women, Abaye's mother, did not delve into Amelus B'Tayr Talmud Torah the way men are mechuyiv, nevertheless, women have a tremendous intuition even in regards to Torah. As his mother taught, Hai Barshis V'mikra, when he's 6, begin Psukim. Bar Eser L'mishneh, Bar Tleser L'tanisa, Me'es La'es. So, 6 for Mikra, 10 for Mishnah. In terms of fasting, they're able to fast me'es la'es, a full day. Prior to that, Rashi says you should be mechanic lem to fast a couple of hours. Ubitinokes bas treser. And when it comes to a girl, it's 13. So boy, when it comes to a girl, it's 12. When it comes to a boy, it's 13. Amar abay amar liyeim, hai bereshusa. When we're talking about a 6-year-old, the Tarki Leakraba, that a scorpion, God forbid, bit him. Yoyma de Mishlam Shis, if it's the day he became 6, Loi Chaye, he will not live. Maya Suse, how do you heal him? Mirida de Dayachivarta, you take a live limb from a bird, Bishikra, and you mix it with beer, Nishpaya Vinishkaya, and you give it to him to drink. In other words, Abaye had other traditions from his mother, which were relevant in those times. Today, obviously, we have different medicine. Hai Barshata, if there's a child that's 1-year-old, a Tarkle Zibura, that a wasp bit him, Biyama de Shalma Sheet, in the day that he finishes off his first year, Loi Chaye Maya Suse, he won't live, what should you do? Atzisa de Dikla B'maya, take a Siv Hadekel, a bark from the palm tree, Nishpaya, you should soak it and then rub it, Vinishkaya, you rub the concoction together, give it to the child to drink. Now the Gemara gets back to Talmud Torah, Omer of Kitin, Kol Machnis es Benoi, Pachzim Ben Shoyish, Rotz Acharav Eina Magia, if he takes his kid in even earlier than the age of 6, then going to need to run after his kid to make him healthy, and he won't be able to make him healthy. Why? Because the kid didn't build up his strength. That his friends will run afterwards, after him, the exact opposite, that his friends will not be able to catch up with him because he's so advanced in learning. V'tarvayu isnoi, and both are true. Cholish shigami, he'll be sick, but he'll be learned. Ibayisema, some say it's not a contradiction. Hadekachish, hadebari. In one case, we're talking about a child that's strong, and the other case, we're talking about a child that's weak. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Now we have our fifth takana of Usha. But Usha eskinu, in Usha they made the takana. Isha shemachra minichsei melug b'chayi baila umesa. A woman sold her nichsei melug when her husband was alive, and then she died. So to understand this case, we need to review what are nichsei melug. The word melug means to pluck. It refers to a husband's ability to pluck the fruits from the possessions that a woman brings in to her marriage. The nichsei melug belong to the woman. It's something that a father writes for his daughter that she will bring into the marriage, and as long as she's alive, she owns the keren, the principal, and the husband can eat the fruits. If the woman dies in the lifetime of the husband, so then the husband inherits it. But when the woman is alive, it's entirely the woman's. She also has a right to sell it. What happens if she sold it in her husband's lifetime? But here they made a takana, and that is that once she dies, habal moitzi miyad alekuchos, the Baal, as Rashi says, let's take a look at Rashi, habal moitzi, an important line, dishavyu rabbanan, the takana of Usha was that the rabbanan made a kilokeach, as if he was the first purchaser. In other words, when she brings it into the marriage, it's as if the husband is purchasing it after she dies, if she dies first, of course. Dishavyu rabbanan kilokeach, ulokeach rishon, and therefore he will take it from anybody that the woman sold it to. Ashkei Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Rabbi Avo, Davikoi Buchlusa de Usha, he was at the market of Usha. Amalei Mamor de Shmeitze de Usha, who's the one who taught the halacha of Usha? Who taught this takana of Yishu Shemachrim Nuchsmeilu Michai Bailo Mesa Baal Moitzimiyara Lakuchis? Amalei Rabbi Yosef Rechanina Tana, Minei Arbo Zimnin. Rabbi Yosef Rechanina learned it 40 times. And it was like as if it was something that was hitting in his pocket. Bali Musar point out that you see from here that until 40 times, you can't pull it out of your pocket and know it really, really clearly. Says the Gemara, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat, Oisit Tzedakah B'Choleis. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, praise are those who guard Mishpat and do Tzedakah at all times. V'chiev shalasa tzedakah b'choleis, how can you do tzedakah at all times? Darsh Rabbi Seinu shebiyavne, in our chacham min yavne, which we made reference to yesterday. In yesterday's mishnah from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, darshening in yavne, v'amrila Rabbi Eliezer, and some say it was Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but Rabbi Elazar ben Horkinus, I believe. Be'ahazam bonavu b'naisa of kishen, if he supports his children, that is tzedakah b'choleis, even though he doesn't have to. Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omer, Zamegadol Yosam v'Yisam b'Seich Beisai, an amazing, amazing chesed, someone who raised orphans in their house, both male and female, umasin, and he marries them off. Hoin v'Oisher b'Beisai v'Tzikosai medes la'ad, Tilim Kuf Yud Beisai, Rav Huna v'Chizda Chad Omer, Zalei Miteru umalamda, that refers to someone who learns Torah. Notice, Hoin va'oysher, what is real wealth? Those who are able to learn Torah and to teach it. And by the way, those who are able, everybody could do it. Whether he's a lawyer that works a 60-hour week, or whether he's a kollel fellow. Unfortunately, both of those individuals sometimes don't find the time to be lomei Torah umelamda. And it's possible. V'chad omer zeh ha'koysev teri nevim uksuvim ha'shin l'acherim, someone who writes Turnavim and Ksuvim shares it with others. Of course, there's a famous rush that says that Bizman Hazeh, you could be Mikayim writing the Sefer Torah by buying Sfarim, and therefore to share your Sfarim with others. I have a friend who, every time there's a new exciting Sefer, he runs to go to share it with others, and that's all part of the beauty and the Yofi of Harbas, the publicizing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. As I'll continue to darshin the psukim and tehillim, beautiful psukim, u'reivonim levanecha sholem al Yisrael. And you will see children born to your children, and peace on Yisrael. D'lo asi lidei chalitza. Rabbi Shua ben Levi darshins the following. Am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kivin shebanim levanecha sholem Yisrael. Once your children have children, they'll be Shalom Yisrael. What does that mean? That you won't come lidei chalitza. That not one of your sons will not have children, so they won't come lidei chalitza v'yibu. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Yomer kiun shebanim levanecha shalom al dayoni Yisrael delo asi linsuye. Once your children have children, so then there will be peace for the judges because they won't come to fight about who's going to have what order of nachala. Reason that will save for fights is if a person does not have kids, so then there's always a discussion. We have a lot of halachas of Perek Yeshnochlin. Who comes first? But if there are kids, so the kids come first. If there isn't, so then it becomes quite complicated. Ze midrash dorish Rebbe Lazar lefnei hachachomim. We learned that Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah was dorish lefnei hachachomim in Kerem B'Yavne, our Mishnah on Memtes Amid Aleph, that says that, number one, the father is not chayim b'mizonas bito. Number two is that the bonim are yoresh and the bonos are yizonu. That the sons, they inherit, but when the father dies, but they need to support the daughters with the estate. Says the Gemara in the top of Nuna Mebeis, Yasser Yosef Kamid, Rev Nuna Yasser, Rev Nuna Kamar, Kashem She'en Abonim Yarshim, Elamina Karka, just like the Alachi is that the inheritance goes to the sons. That's talking about Karka, land, and not possessions. Later on, the Gemara will explain what does it mean that the kids do not get the possessions, they only get the karka. Kach, ein habonois, nizoinois, elamina karka. So two girls, they only get fed from the karka. Avishaleh kulei alma. Everybody screamed about this takana. What do you mean that the kids are only yoresh min hakarka? Everybody screamed. Nothing here makes any sense. Ave shalat kulei alma. Deshavik aruhu diarsile b'nei. Only someone who leaves karka, his kids yarshin. Delo shavik aru lo yarsile b'nei. If he doesn't leave karka, his children are not yoresh. Maybe we're talking about the Ksubas Bnin Dichrin. We have a long and very, very important Rashi that spells out what's going on over here. Says Rashi three lines from the top. Let's read the whole Rashi inside. Dilma Ksubas Bnin Dichrin Kamarmar. Lefi, Sheshtei Takonas Halalu. There are two takanas that we made reference to in yesterday's daf. Shetiknu chacham b'tnai ksuba, that the chachamim institute as part of the tnai ksuba, lomdos zo mizu. One is learned out from the other. Ubiksubas benin dichrin tnan, and the ksuba of benin dichrin, which we've learned in the past, that is, that the husband promises the wife that after he inherits her ksuba, then when he passes away, her ksuba will go to her male sons. Tnan beperek misha anasi, de'ein nigvas minan etatlan. This promise that her male sons will yarshin the ksuba, that does not apply to metaltalin. It only applies to real estate. This is not. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, afil yesham nechosim she'en lemachrayis, ein on klum ad she'esham nechosim she'esham lemachrayis. Moser al shtei ksubas dinar. Put the word over here, Moser al shtei ksubas dinar, is not critical for our purposes. V'hasa mefarish, and there we explain. Lehilchas haksubas benin dichrin desnan, misha yinosu ishtei nashim, umesu. A man was married to two women, and he died. They died. V'achar keich meisu, and then he died. V'yisomen shel kol achas mevakshin ksubas iman, and each one of the sons of the women want their mother's ksuba based on benin dichrin. In the case of where one of the mothers, their ksuba was greater than the other. And even if they're the same, there are times that one of them it has a larger family than the other. The ones who come from a smaller family, so if there's a woman who has three children versus a woman that has nine children, the children of the woman with three ends up getting three times the amount, if it's the exact same number, than the one who has nine. V'yishchalku b'neim. U'bnei ha'shniyah yichliku es k'suba sinan b'neim. U'boin alei mikoach t'nai k'suba sinan. Shekosu ba k'suba sinan dichrin. And each one is coming with the k'suba sinan dichrin. That's written. D'yihav l'chominoi inon yirsin kesef k'suba sech. That he promised, the husband promised that her children will get the Yerusha, the Ksuba. Im yesh moser dinar al shtei Ksuba, shetiskayim ba nachla da raisa, if there is enough extra money, aside from a dinar, so then you're able, let's say there is two Ksubas worth, let's say two Ksubas total, $500,000, and there is a Yerusha, $500,000 plus a dinar. The dinar you could fulfill Yerusha da raisa, and you divide that dinar to all of the Yarshim. So then, Elu noten Ksuba Siman, ve Elu noten Ksuba Siman. Each one of them takes the 200, let's say the Ksuba Siman was equal as 250,000 of each of those Ksubas. So then, by the way, Ksuba is a lot less than that. But let's say, Svardim to this day add, I was at a wedding of a neighbor and they clapped in the middle of the Ksuba because he added a lot of Tosefes Ksuba. So, Elu noten Ksuba Siman, ve Elu noten Ksuba Siman, vim lav cholkin bishove leminyin gogalusam. But if you can't get 500,000 plus a dinar, then the whole takana benun dirchin falls away and they divide everything equal gugloss and the makun meikara to mi akwa nachla doraisa lo tikun rabban. Because in a case of where you're being okay, din doraisa nachla, then Chazal did not make the takana of Benin Dichrin. So back into the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yosef, V'dilma Ksubas Benin Dichrin Kamar Mar. Maybe Mar was telling us the halacha of Ksubas Benin Dichrin. And this halacha that there needs to be something left over for Nachla Daraisa is only if there is a leftover of Karka. So this halacha of Ksubas Benin Dichrin argues Rav Yosef, Amalei Rav Yosef, V'dilma Ksubas Benin Dichrin Kamar Mar. And therefore the halacha would be that he was saying like this, Kishem She'ena Bodim Yorshin Elamina Karka. Just like in Orphic Ksubas Benin Dichrin to apply, there needs to be Karka leftover. Kachena Bonos Nizonos Elamina Karka, the other takana, and that is to feed the children that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshaned, to feed the girls, so that is also from the karka as well. Amar lei, mar degav rabba, hu yada mai koimna. Rav Amnuna said, ah, you got it, that's exactly what I meant to say. You're a gavra rabba that you figured out what I meant to say. Amar b'chia bar Rav Yosef, Rav, Zon michita d'aliyah. Yisomos, they came to Rav, and he fed them based on the wheat from the attic. The Gemara asks, Iboilu, parnasa havi. What does it mean? What do we consider this, the nedunya, the parnasa, umay aliyah, and this that he says that you took it from the attic, mi'iluya da'av. It's an assumption that the father would want this metalton to be used. Ukid Shmuel, and it's following Shmuel, Damer Shmuel, the Farnasa, when it comes to supporting daughters, Shamin Ba'av, you take what the fathers would have given his daughters if he was alive. It has nothing to do with the Shibud Nichse Haksuba, as we were discussing before, Odilma, or maybe Mizone Mamish Hazet, that this was Havet, this was Mamish the Halachos of Mizonis, Umayalia. And what does it mean to take from the attic midvarim tovim shenemru baliyah, the best stuff from the attic? Damar of Yitzhak baliyah skinu shiehu. In the attic they make the takana. In other words, the words baliyah were the words that were said in the attic. Midvarim tovim, I didn't translate it properly the first time. Midvarim tovim shenemru baliyah, the good things that they said in the attic when the chachamim got together. Again, umay aliyah midvarim tovim shenemru baliyah, the good things that they said in the attic. Damar of Yitzchak bar Yosef, baliyah hiskinu, in the attic. Mefarshim point out that this expression of in the attic where Chazal get together is used in Shabbos Yugimel on the Beis, that we have Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Goran, that they made many halachos, and in Sanhedrin Yud Aleph, that they gather together Elias by Skura in terms of being mekadesh the chodesh. So this was a takana that was made in the attic. Shiabonus nizonus mina metaltalin, that we feed the girls from metaltalin, and not like we had mentioned above. So Rav disagreeing with what we learned above, that we had learned four lines from the top, that the banos nizonos ela minakarka. Tashma biyode de Rabbi Banoi achva de Rabbi Chia Baraba. Have metaltalin de yasmi. And the Rabbi Binoi, he had metaltalin, which he fed the Yisomim from the father's rishus. Asa kamei Shmuel amalei zilzon. He said, go and feed them from it. My lavlam is only Uchad Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Svirle. It would seem that he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, who says that in Aliyah they made a takana that the girls are zan mi metaltalin. Lo hasan leparnasa avoi. It wasn't based on the takana of the Yerusha, but rather it's the basic halacha called parnasa. Then the halacha parnasa is that Bezdin steps in and supports them how they would have accepted the father would have supported them. Shmuel says that for parnasa, this takana called parnasa, we estimate from the father. Looking around at that Yomi type of learning, I did not find anybody that spelled out the exact difference between what would be the difference of whether it came from Parnassa or it came from the Takana of whether the father of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the father needs to support his daughter. And the only thing that I could come up with is that I saw in the Yalkut Biurim that Parnassa seems to assume that it's a chiyuv that was put on the entire tzibur to give the girls metaltalin. However, that chiyuv that's put on Bezdin and the Gabei Tzedakah, they took that chiyuv and they put it on the nechassim itself. In other words, their first collection came from the nechassim of the father itself, but it's not part of the takanos of Usha. What is the nafkamina between whether it comes from the takanos Usha or not? That requires more iyun. I now just found that the Torah in Simin Kuf Yud Gimel says that when it comes to the chiyuv of parnasa, so then it's not a takana like the takana banos nizonos, and therefore if a father expressly states that he does not want to support his daughters in such a manner, so then in such a case one would not do parnasa. The only thing the girls would be able to get is the takana of habanos nizonos, but in regards to parnasa, then if he beferish says he didn't want it, we would listen to him. And if he would say that he doesn't want to listen to the takana midrabanan of habanos nizonos minakarka, then we would not listen to him. The Gemara continues halfway through the Amud Nun Amud Beis. Have uvda ben Ardo v'don dayona din Ardo. There was a din Torah in Ardo. Bipumpadisa va'agbe Reb Chana bar Bizna, and they in both of those cases they collected the mizonas from the metaltalin of the father. Amalu Reb Nachman zilahad. Reb Nachman protested and said, "Give it back." V'lo magbin luchul padenaychu minaychu. And if not, I'm going to take away your fancy mansions, because Reb Nachman held like Reb Nuna, shein govin l'mazon abanos ella mehakarka. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi thought that you could give her from metaltalin. Amar Rabbi Yerbakel bar Idi Milsa Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish lo avad ba uvda aton avdim ba uvda. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish didn't do this, and you're going to do this to support them from metaltalin. Even Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish didn't do this. Rabbi Lazar saw the amazing metaltalin. Rabbi Lazar also thought to support them from metaltalin. Amar Lefana Rabbi Shimon ben El Yochum. Rebbe Yodani Bechosha Eminas Hadinata Osa Elo Midas Rachmanus. I know that what you're trying to do is have Rachmanus on the Banos Elo Shema Yiro Talmidim Yikbu Alacha Ledoros. But I'm afraid the Talmidim are going to be Koveya Alacha Ledoros, and they're going to err in the Alacha because the Takana was only made to collect from Karka, as was argued on the top of our Amud. Bezer Hashem, we're going to stop over here. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun in Maseches Ksubis.